Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Updating a story we've been following here at WWJ, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department is calling off its search for a missing boater. News Radio 950's Jason Scott joins us with the latest. Jason.
Yeah, Brooke, it was over the weekend. That boat flipped. It capsized while on Lake Erie off of Monroe Township. Following extensive search efforts by the sheriff's office, locating Kenneth Sisk was unsuccessful. The 51-year-old Taylor man was wearing a life jacket at the time of that boat flip. Bad weather this morning, hampering search efforts. They've been suspended, as mentioned. Another man, a 28-year-old, he was rescued yesterday. Reporting live and local, Jason Scott, WWJ News Radio 950.
It was a shocking discovery made by two children on Detroit's east side, the bodies of three people inside a home. We get details from WWJ's Charlie Langton.
Detroit police still investigating exactly how three people died, a mother in her 30s and two men in their 20s, by an apparent overdose here on Caldwell on Detroit's east side. Melissa, she knows the woman and her two kids, ages 7 and 11, that actually discovered the four unconscious adults.
I hadn't seen her in like a month or so. It shocked me to see if it was her. Normally I see her coming from the corner stop. She was a close-knit, a good mom. That's why I say it's shocking to all of us.
That man was revived using Narcan. Detroit police still investigating. Those children are now in protective services. On Detroit's east side, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A federal judge has granted class action status on part of a lawsuit involving faulty gear shifts on Fiat Chrysler vehicles, including their popular Jeep Grand Cherokees. Judge David Lawson says the suit does include several discrete issues that can be litigated on a collective basis, but the economic loss component of the lawsuit cannot be certified as class action because there are not common issues but individual ones. Some drivers said their cars and trucks rolled away while they were in park. Fiat Chrysler has argued in the past that some of those claims were made too late. What to do about those Detroit Lions? They dropped their sixth straight game Sunday, this time to the Minnesota Vikings. So should they sell the team? Lions fans weighed in on WWJ.
They're bringing too much money to the city. I mean, whether they win or lose, they always sell out. I guess that's what matters in the end, ain't it?
Oh, it was terrible. I don't know what to say about them. I don't know who to blame or anything else. The whole organization's got to do something about it.
The Lions play Tampa Bay next Sunday at Ford Field. And on a more positive note, Michigan will be well represented in college football's upcoming bowl season with five teams headed to postseason games. And with a look and a rundown, here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz.
Brooke, Michigan will play in this year's most anticipated non-New Year's Six bowl game. The Wolverines clash with Alabama in the Citrus Bowl January 1st. That's a game that you'll be able to hear right here on WWJ. Michigan State will be headed to New York City as the Spartans will face off against Wake Forest at the Pinstripe Bowl on December 27th. This year's Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field will feature Pittsburgh battling Eastern Michigan. That game will take place on December 26th. Meanwhile, Central Michigan's impressive turnaround season continues December 21st as the Chippewas take on San Diego State in the New Mexico Bowl, a game that'll give head coach Jim McElwain one final chance to coach the seniors who stuck around after Central won just one game in 2018.
Great group of young men who are going to be successful as they move on from here. You know, this will be the last opportunity for that team in that room to play together as Chippewas. And, you know, that makes it a special moment.
Western Michigan will square off against Western Kentucky in the First Responders Bowl. That game will take place December 30th in Dallas. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
The city of Detroit will spend $3 million to upgrade its animal shelter. WWJ's Tom Jordan explains.
That was one of the many changes announced by the city. Along with investing in the shelter, animal care and control officials say they will expand shelter operations and hire more animal care technicians and a team of inspectors, each of which will be responsible for a district of the city. The city also launched a new hotline to respond to complaints and answer questions 7 days a week. That number is 313-922-DOGS. Another change includes putting animal control operations under the city's General Services Department, where the assistant director will work on improving the process for reporting loose animals and the city's response. Tom Jordan, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.